Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we're looking at Daniel chapter 9. Daniel sees that the prophecy is being fulfilled. The Medes and the Persians have overthrown the Chaldeans, the Babylonians. And he's looking in the book, he's looking in the Bible because he sees Bible prophecy coming to pass. Now he didn't have a Bible like we do today, but he did have the writings of Jeremiah. And he looked in there and he saw that the captivity would be 70 years. And so what he did was he sought God for prayer. I turn my face before the Lord my God. I'm reading to you from Daniel chapter 9, verse 3 in the Art Scrolls translation. I turn my face toward my Lord God to request prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Now, they had, the sages had ordained that if there were any misfortune to befall the community, they were to fast until they found mercy in the eyes of heaven. So he fasted and he sought prayer. He requested that God would fill his mouth and give him utterance. And here is the prayer he got. I prayed to Hashem, my Lord, that when they say Hashem, it means the name. And it's the same as Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Jehovah. I prayed to Hashem, my Lord, my God, and I confessed and said, I beg of you, my Lord the Almighty, great and awesome, who safeguards the covenant and the loving kindness to those who love him and keep his commandments. He had a covenant with Israel for the land, and he safeguards it. Folks, he's safeguarding it today. Here is that covenant, Genesis 17:8. God said, I will give to you and to your seed after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And so he is addressed by Daniel as God who safeguards the covenant and the loving kindness to those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned, acted wickedly, done evil, and rebelled. And we deviate from your commandments and your ordinances. Nor have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our nobles, and our elders, and to all the people of the land. God had sent Isaiah, he had sent Ezekiel, he had sent others, he had sent Jeremiah. But we didn't heed them. And so what he's doing, he is confessing the sins of his country, his land, the promised land. Now Daniel is a man in the Bible about whom nothing is said bad. There's not one word of criticism in the Bible about Daniel, but see how he aligns himself with his people. Verse 7, yours, O Lord, is the righteousness, and ours is the shamefacedness as of this day. The men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all of Israel, the near and distant in all the lands, you have driven them because of betrayal in which they betrayed you. Hashem, ours is the shamefacedness, our kings, our nobles, our ancestors, for we have sinned against you. And he points out all of the sin that they have against God. Notice particularly that he said in verse 9, the men of Judah and Jerusalem and all Israel. This is who he's speaking about. He's not speaking about the church. He's talking about the people of Israel. He even includes the northern kingdom, which is already gone, and confesses for their sins. Then he says, I'm going to read to you back from the King James, verse 12. He has confirmed his words which he spake against us and against our judges that judge us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as has been done unto Jerusalem. He's speaking of Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet may we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Now, I want you to go down to verse 16, because this is very, very important. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from, this is who Daniel's praying about, thy holy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, That's Mount Moriah. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all the people round about. So he's talking about Jerusalem and your people. Verse 17, now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplication, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary. Remember, the sanctuary had been destroyed, the temple, that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city, which is called by thy name, Jerusalem. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and for thy people who are called by thy name. This has nothing to do with the church. He's praying for Israel. He's praying for Jerusalem. He's praying for the land. And he's praying for the temple and the holy mountain. Verse 20. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my people, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. This is the interrupted prayer. While he was praying, while he was talking about Israel, the holy mountain, the man Gabriel touched him. Verse 22, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding. Bless the Lord. Let me read it to you from what Daniel was praying about. And more I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and casting my supplication before Hashem my God for the mountain of the sanctuary of my God. Still I was speaking in prayer, and the man Gabriel, whom I saw in the beginning vision, was lifted in flight, approaching me about the time of the afternoon offering. He made me understand and spoke to me and said, Daniel, I have just gone to make you skillful in understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, a word went forth. Contemplate the matter and gain understanding in the vision. 70 weeks have been decreed upon your people and your holy city. In other words, Daniel's prayed about his people. He's prayed about the holy city. He's prayed about the temple. And Daniel comes, Gabriel comes and says, God is going to deal with your people in a determined amount of time called 70 weeks. He's going to deal with Israel. Now here is these 70 weeks. All prophecy teachers agree they are 70 weeks of years. Each week stands for a year. 70 weeks of years is, there's seven in a week. So 7 times 70 is 490 years. In other words, God's going to complete his dealing with Israel in a period of time, 490 years. Well, it's been a lot longer than 490 years since Gabriel was talking with Daniel. Yes, it has been. But have you ever been to a football game? Brandon, how long does it take to play a football game? My grandson's in here. It's two halves.
Four quarters.
Well, let's take basketball, for instance.
2.5 hours.
The time of the game, game of basketball is 2 20-minute halves. Basketball, I know for sure. 2 20-minute halves. That's 40 minutes. But you never went to a basketball game at 7 o'clock and got out at 7:40. Why? You're only going to get out about 2 hours later because of a thing called timeouts. So the time in and the time out. They take time out to throw free throws. Now they take media timeouts. So God's actual dealing with Israel is 490 years, but during that time there are interruptions, there are spaces, there are times out. So back now to this 70 weeks of years. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and thy holy city. Now that's not us, it's them. Here's what's going to happen in that time. Number one, terminate transgression with the Jews. End sin with the Jews, not with the whole world. Jesus died for the whole world, but we're talking about that day when this whole nation shall be in one day cleansed of their sin. The Bible speaks about it many places. Number three, to wipe away iniquity. Number four, to bring everlasting righteousness. Number five, to seal vision and prophet. In other words, that means to fulfill absolutely every prophecy. And number six, to anoint the Holy of Holies. King James doesn't do a very good job of translating that sixth thing, but it is a place. So it's going, God in 490 years is going to get all that accomplished with his people. And you should know and comprehend from the emergence of the word. I'm reading to you from the verse 25 in Art Scrolls. From the emergence of the word to return and build Jerusalem until anointing the prince will be 7 weeks. And for 62 weeks, it will be rebuilt. Street and moat. Just a minute here. I didn't read that right. And you should know and comprehend from the emergence of the word to return and build Jerusalem until anointing the prince will be 7 weeks. And for 62 weeks, it will be rebuilt. Street and moat, but in troubled times. And after the 62 weeks, an anointed one will be cut off and will be no more. The people of the prince who come will destroy the city and the Jerusalem and the sanctuary. Now, this is actually talking about the 70th week. We're going to look at the 70th week tomorrow. Here it says, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. We're going to see that God, well, we'll go into this in great detail tomorrow. We don't really have time to do it right now, but it's going to give us space for the church. The church is not a subject of Old Testament prophecy. The church is a New Testament revelation. But we find space for the church. We find time for the church between Daniel's 69th week and his 70th week. So tomorrow, we're going to want to look at this really closely because this is going to give us clues about the coming of the earthly kingdom, the stone kingdom, and of course, the prince, the king of that kingdom, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Jewish Messiah. And so, if you would like to order our in-depth teaching on the book of Daniel, much more than we could go into here, you can have it for $250. Sounds like a lot, but it is 26 DVDs. It is 24 hours and more of teaching. And it's 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. We will send it to you. We will pay the postage on it. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow when we look at Daniel's 70th week.